News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. We continue with hour number two of the show this morning. It is, of course, Behind the Badge, this time around with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. We're joined by Deputy Alex Volm. That's his one of his titles. He's got actually a brand new title. And in fact, it's a twofold title. We're going to learn more about that this morning. He is a new criminal analyst, also the digital forensic examiner. Boy, that's a lot of titles for one person. Deputy Volm, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us this morning about the new roles, I guess, that you're taking on or you have taken on. Tell us more about kind of the background with this. First, explain to us a criminal analyst and a digital forensic examiner. What does that all entail?
Sure. So, obviously, you know, just here at the sheriff's office and just even on a kind of a everyday level, we've seen how much technology plays a part in our lives nowadays. So that obviously poses a need for law enforcement to stay on top of current technology trends and just different ways that we can get evidence from different technology sources. You can think of certain things, you know, as easy as the Ring doorbells that a lot of people have that are becoming common, or even just surveillance, you know, wireless cameras you might have at your house, all the way up to how modern and how improved cell phones have become in the past few years. So with, you know, all of those different devices and ways that they can collect data, we as law enforcement need to stay on top of how we can use that to assist and benefit us to keep the community safe, or, you know, to process certain things when we're looking for evidence to help us build a case. So that's really the basis behind why the position was created. And that's more of the digital forensic side. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the criminal analyst side, you know, that can be a number of different duties I'm performing there. Also, we have to report certain statistics on a state and on a national level, some of which we can then turn around and use to see, you know, how are those statistics, how can we use those to be better at what we do here just in Fond du Lac County. So, yeah, a lot of it involves computer work, running reports, and dealing with digital evidence and digital devices.
How did you get to be part of this new role? Was this something you've always been interested in, working on kind of the tech side? Was this kind of like a position that you knew was kind of opening and that you thought you'd you know, throw your hat in the ring for? Tell us kind of how you got to be this new title or titles with the sheriff's office.
Sure. So there's a number of responsibilities now that I have as the digital forensic examiner and criminal analyst. Some of those duties had just been spread out throughout the department. You know, one person maybe dealt with cell phones, another person maybe dealt with, you know, doing more analytics side. So it just kind of combined some of those duties that were parsed out into one position. I really saw how much digital technology can help us in law enforcement. Back in, it would have been in about 2019, I attended a course put on by National Criminal Justice Training Centers on digital technology and its trends. I went because at the time, and currently still, I'm a member of our crash reconstruction team. So we use we use data that we get from vehicles that are involved in crashes to help us basically verify our math when we're out there. And they talked some about those trends just with the improved technology in vehicles and how we can use that. And then they went on and talked about cell phone technology and some of those other digital trends that we're seeing. So that really piqued my interest in just, wow, there's, you know, this information is out there. We just need to know how to get it and where to look, really. So that piqued my interest. I brought some of the things I learned there back to the department just to help us kind of from a ground level with some forms and things like that. And then hearing that this position was maybe going to be in the works, it got posted here within the office. I was interested, so I went through the application process, and I was selected for it.
When you talk about the digital side of things, when we've talked with the folks from the sheriff's office, maybe some of the folks that have come from, you know, from way back in the day to now, I know the sheriff's office has had kind of a youth movement, I guess you could say, over the last couple years or so with the number of retirements and people being promoted to new positions and younger folks coming in and filling those leadership roles. The one thing you hear a lot about is how much, you know, it's changed. Technology has just been like
oh my gosh, here it is, you know, it's all right in front of you, whereas back in the day it was, you know, a little bit slower process to maybe get the stuff that you need. You've talked about, you know, how this information, whether it be cell phone or even from like a car, and some of the, you know, recording devices in there and those Ring doorbells, have changed so much and put so much right there in the forefront for folks in law enforcement. Can you share some more examples of how that technology can help and what type of scenarios that using and looking at some of the technology sources that you mentioned would be helpful in keeping the public safe or solving something that happened in the county?
Sure. So recently we've used surveillance video to help us in crashes to even say, like, okay, because we can estimate a speed off of a surveillance video, you know. And we're in the past, there used to be surveillance videos were only at gas stations or, you know, major big box stores, but now we're finding, you know, like I had touched on before, all of these people and all these residences have their own, you know, maybe camera system just outside of their front door. So that's one thing that can help us in our crash reconstruction. Now, if you look at even maybe some other ways, if you talk about like missing or even endangered children, you know, you talk about teens, anybody that has a teenager out there, I'm sure they have their own cell phone. You know, sometimes we do get the unfortunate cases where maybe a teen goes missing or runs off with somebody. And, well, a lot of times there's conversations that are had through third-party apps like a Snapchat or maybe even a Facebook Messenger, that if we're able to access that data through proper legal resources, then maybe we can help and figure out where this person may have gone or who they may have gone with. So just knowing, really staying on top of those technology trends is huge, because, you know, every day there's a new app coming out that people try because maybe it's better than the last one, or maybe, well, mom and dad don't know that I have this app on my phone, that it's a messaging app. So yeah, we really see the need for this position at the sheriff's office to just really stay on top of those trends to help in all those different ways.
Yeah, a lot of messages. Maybe there's a threat made to someone that's in a message somewhere that's through the proper legal channels, like you mentioned. You're able to access that, and you might be able to solve potentially a serious crime if someone puts it on an app somewhere, right?
Yep, exactly.
And when you talk about the criminal analyst side of things, you mentioned keeping track of statistics so that you have to report on a state and national scale. Can you share some examples from that side of things that the sheriff's office has to keep track of?
Sure. I mean, it's just some standard things that we've really always been doing, and all law enforcement agencies have done. It's just, you know, some geographical things of, hey, where was maybe a person arrested, or, you know, where are the majority of your arrests or things like that happening? What's the demographics of the people that you're arresting and things like that? We've always had to report those to certain outside state and federal, reporting resources. But here on our end, you know, we like to know, hey, are we seeing more of a certain type of crimes in, you know, in this area at one time of the year versus a different time of the year, so that then maybe during those higher crime times of the year we can allocate more resources there. So the analyst position is really just more of, for in-house, I guess, for the county stuff, so that we can allocate our resources on patrol or through our detective bureau to really help, not have the crimes occur, I guess, so to say. So.
Yeah, and we talked about some of the speed grants a week or two ago that's going on. That's probably an example of it right there. You see a number of speeding incidents in a certain part of the county, the interstate at this point. You know, maybe you need to target that point of the highway, right?
Exactly, yeah, and it's always nice to put, to put data and statistics behind some of the things that we're doing, just so that the public knows it's not just by happenstance, it's not just random that we're, allocating more resources to one spot over another, so that it's just good to put hard data out there and tell people why we're doing what we're doing.